Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Longtime golf writer Ron Sirach joins us on the program. Ron, always good to visit with you. I understand you're traveling back home from North Carolina in the U.S. Women's Open.
Yep. I was a great tournament down there. Great golf course, Pine Needles. It's a wonderful place for golf, and it was certainly no surprise to me that Mickelson made his announcement when he did. I thought he'd play there, and I thought he'd wait till right before the event so that to maximize the buzz.
Yeah, and it is extraordinary. Before we talk more about Phil and this whole story in itself, about the U.S. Women's Open, the USGA really has stepped up. Great golf courses, great venue, and a big money purse. And I know, Ron, you talked about this a lot. The USGA, what, $1.8 million to the winner?
Yeah, you know, when I covered the U.S. Women's Open at Pine Needles in 1996, Annika Sorenstam won it. The total prize money in 1996 was $1.2 million. So yesterday, Minji Lee won 50% more than the entire field won in 1996. And you know, just last year it was $5.5 million. So they upped it. They nearly doubled it. It's going to $12 million either next year or the year after. Mina Haraday, who finished second, she won $1,080,000. Her career earnings coming in 13 years on tour, she'd won $2.9 million. So she got more than one third of what her career earnings have been. She picked up on Sunday.
Yeah, and Ron, that as much as anything helps grow the game. Obviously, the exposure, good players, but you know the money attracts athletic talent to the game.
Yeah, you know, I think an underappreciated part of Tiger Woods' legacy is that he attracted better athletes to the game of golf, and he did it in two ways. One, he made the game of golf cool to people. Two, he made it possible to get rich playing golf. You know, back when Curtis Strange was the best player in the world, he was making less money than a backup shortstop in baseball. But now you can get rich playing golf, and it's certainly true on the men's side, and the women are getting there. They're up to $90 million in total prize money this year. That's about double what it was 10 years ago. That's in the right direction. You know, corporations are figuring out they can get involved in women's golf for about a quarter of what it cost them to get involved in men's golf, and they can sign a woman to an endorsement deal for about a quarter of what it costs to sign a man to an endorsement deal. So they're realizing this is an undervalued product, and they're starting to jump in big time.
Ron Sirach joining us, and Ron's covered the game for a long, long time, and he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline on his way back from North Carolina. next year, the Women's Open heads for Pebble Beach, and this is a venue very important to the USGA and a wonderful opportunity for the women's game.
Yeah, you know, it's clear that the USGA and the PGA of America both are settling into sort of a rota, the way the RNA does with the British Open over there, and Pebble Beach is one of the ones that they have, and the USGA is leveraging the U.S. Open to get better venues for the U.S. Women's Open, and having the women play there next year is going to be really, really fun to see. I felt that way when we went to Oakmont in 2010.
Yeah.
But Pebble Beach is going to be fun. I know Mina Harry, who finished second, one of the things, everybody who finished in the top 10 gets an automatic exemption into the next Open. She's from the Monterey Peninsula. Her parents have a sushi restaurant in Pacific Grove, so it's going to be a big week for her. She's going to be getting a lot of ticket requests from friends, I think.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with the venue as well, having played Pebble a lot in her life. Ron, the women's game, back on its footing. It was a struggle, but the television exposure, the interest, the USGA taking the lead with the big ramp up, the women's game's really in good shape.
Yeah, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to Mike Wan, who was the commissioner of the LPGA for 11 years, now the CEO of the USGA. But he took over in 2010, and, you know, the tour was battered by some bad business decisions by the previous commissioner and by the Great Recession, and was down to 23 tournaments and $40 million in prize money. And he took it back up to 34 tournaments, $90 million in prize money before leaving. It's on really strong footing, and it's getting more talent all the time. It used to be that rarely did somebody from outside, say, the top 30 in the rankings, win a tournament in the LPGA. And on the men's side, number 156 in the field can go out and win a PGA Tour event. That's getting to be more true on the LPGA. The talent pool's getting deeper, getting broader. Part of that has to do with how much college golf in the United States has improved. It's become a great, great feeder tour for the LPGA.
Yeah, and Augusta National has stepped up. I think the amateur right before
yes.
The Masters tournament has been a big deal and really showcases that talent.
Yeah, it really does. The creation of the Augusta National Women's Amateur was an odd thing. It gets national broadcast TV exposure for the final round. And you know, and people tuned in the first time to see, gee, how are the women going to play Augusta National? Gee, how are they going to set Augusta National up for the women? What that does, it brings the casual view in, and they
yep.
experience the product. And, you know, the first year, Jennifer Kupcho plays the last six holes 4 under par to, you know, and people saw it and say, wow, this is a good product. And the other good thing that's happening now, the ANA Inspiration, the first major of the year, was always up against the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Now that Chevron's taking it over and they're moving it to Texas, they're going to move it to later in April. So it'll no longer conflict with the Masters, with the Augusta National Women's Amateur. College basketball's Final Four was always the ANA weekend. So they're going to get away from all that, and that'll hopefully bring more eyes to the women's game as well.
Ron Cyrak joining us has covered golf for many years, and Ron, Phil Mickelson has emerged. I guess it wasn't a surprise when I heard it earlier in the day. Someone came up and said, Phil's back, he's going to play in London, which means he probably got a big payday from the Saudi backers of that tour. Greg Norman, of course, one of the front men. Dustin Johnson's already taken a big payday. Your thoughts on Phil joining this new tour?
It's interesting. A couple of journalists have been able to get a hold of Phil today. I was reading some of the stuff that they'd written, and the two of the most interesting things that came out there is, unlike some of the other players, Sergio Garcia being one, Kevin Na being one, he's not going to resign his PGA Tour membership. And he has life membership status there. I think if you have more than 20 wins and you've played over 15 years or something, you have lifetime membership status. And he says he hopes he can keep his PGA Tour membership. says he plans on playing on all the major championships. It'll be interesting next week at the U.S. Open to see the media circus there for that. The other thing that Phil sort of talked about for the first time that I've seen openly is that he's been in therapy around his gambling habits. And there have always been rumors out there that Phil might need money. Now, he says no. He says his family is financially secure. But he did say he's been going to therapy and that his gambling had become, his word, embarrassing.
There's been a lot written about the Saudi-backed tour and that the players that sign on would not be welcome back to the PGA Tour. I brought it up earlier in the show, and it seems to me the more big names, the more money behind this, that there's going to be a fight over this, that the PGA Tour and these players eventually are going to end up in court.
Yeah, you know, I think the way it stands right now, it's not that much of a threat to the PGA Tour yet. Most of the players, and I would include Dustin Johnson in this group, who are playing this week are people whose best years are behind them. You know, they're sort of too young for the Champions Tour and not really able to dominate on the PGA Tour. What will be a problem for the PGA Tour is if they start to lose people who are, they lost a handful of people who were in the top 25 world rankings, or if some of the young talent out of college decides that instead of going to the Korn Ferry Tour, the satellite tour, to feeder into the PGA Tour, they might go do the LIV Tour instead. And that would be attractive, I think, to the LIV people if they get some young talent in there, so they're not looked at as sort of bridge tour between the regular tour and the senior tour. So that's when it would become a threat for the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and we spoke of television coverage. No television coverage, limited field, a lot of guys who are also Rans. Certainly you have Phil Mickelson, marquee value. Dustin Johnson has marquee value. There's Ricky Fowler rumors floating around, but it's been a struggle for Ricky, frankly. It's been news if he's made a cut as of late.
Yeah, you know, Ricky Fowler would be a good example of, they would have to throw some significant money at him because Ricky makes a lot of money off the golf course, has a lot of endorsement deals. Corporations yep. love him. I mean, Ricky does everything right except win, you know? I mean, he's terrific with the fans, terrific with the media, terrific with sponsors. So he's making tens of millions of dollars off the golf course. He might lose a lot of that because they're not going to get the same TV exposure. And those logos that you have on your shirt and your hat are only worth money to the corporations if you're on TV. And if it's going to be on YouTube TV, I'm not sure that's the exposure. So they'd have to throw money at him that would make up for the endorsement deals that he'd lose.
You know, we talked about the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour butting heads and Phil Mickelson potentially challenging that part of it. For other players, though, the USGA oversees the Women's Open, the U.S. Open coming up, and then the RNA and the British Open coming up at St. Andrews, another big event. So it'll be interesting to see how the USGA and the RNA ultimately handle all of this.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, and the fact is, Phil Mickelson or Dustin Johnson, Kevin Na even, none of those people have broken any USGA rules. You don't have to be a PGA Tour member to qualify for the U.S. Open. It's an open championship. You can qualify off the world rankings. And my understanding is the LIV Tour has an association with the Asia Tour, so they will be getting world ranking points. Mickelson certainly is, he's qualified for all the majors 5 years because he won the PGA last year. Right. Dustin Johnson's qualified for the U.S. Open because he gets a 10-year exemption because he won the U.S. Open in 2016. So if you qualify, you're in. Or anybody could go to a qualifier to get into it. It's open. it'll be interesting to see. I think that the U.S. Open and the British Open, the RNA and the USGA, will keep their events open. Augusta National would be the interesting one to see whether they would side with the PGA Tour. It's hard to figure where they might go on that.
Yeah, and ultimately, that is purely an invitational. You get the invitation in the mail,
yep,
whether you're a past champion or not.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, essentially, I've always said it's like it's the Augusta National Club Championship. You know, they can have whoever. I mean, they have benchmarks for how you can get in, but they decide who they're going to send the invitations to. And, you know, you could argue that the Masters has the smallest field of any of the majors, and it probably has the weakest field of any of the majors. You know, there's probably only 40 guys there who have a chance to win. But they can do whatever they want to do. I think all the majors will at least this year just take a wait-and-see stance and see if this is headed for the courts for next year.
Yeah, quite a story in the game. What's up next, Brian? I would assume after spending time in North Carolina at the Women's Open, you head home, and then what's next, the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I go over to the U.S. U.S. Open's a couple hours from where I live, and that's certainly it's interesting. This is a weird year for me. My first U.S. Women's Open was 1996 at Pine Needles, where they played this year. My first U.S. Open was at the Country Club at Brookline in 1988, where they're playing this year. So this year is sort of a reprise of my first two for both the men's and the women's Open. But it is going to be interesting to see next week what kind of media circus it's going to be at the Open, because it sounds like Filler there is going to be there, and I expect Dustin Johnson to be there as well.
Yeah, and Tiger, will he play? Will he not play?
It's funny. He's been more. We haven't seen the following his plane around stuff going in there.
Sure.
He's been more open talking about playing St. Andrews for the British Open. Haven't really heard him verbally commit to the British Open or to the U.S. Open. We probably won't know until the end of this week.
All right. Well, Ron, always good to visit with you. Safe travels home.
Thank you. Thank you. Talk to you down the road, my friend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.